الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي اللهم افتح علينا حكمتك وانشر علينا رحمتك يا ذا الجلال والاكرام او الله عز وجل open the doors of knowledge and wisdom for us have mercy on us او the one who is the most honorable the most gracious بلغ العلا بكماله كشف الدجى بجماله حسنت جميع خصاله صلوا عليه واله Marhaba, ahlan wa sahlan bikum to all our viewers and listeners of Madani channel. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Indeed, we start our day with the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who is our sustainer, provider, cherisher and nourisher, the master of the day of judgment, the owner, initiator and creator of everything that exists. We send peace and blessings upon Nabi Kareem Raufur Rahim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, upon his illustrious family and noble companions alayhi wa ridwan. We are going to be having our Q&A session. This refers to the Madani Mudhakira. This session takes place in Pakistan, in Karachi, alhamdulillah. And it is, of course, available throughout the world via Madani channel and via the monthly magazines of Da'wat Islami. So, alhamdulillah, we will go ahead with this for this morning. Without feeling shy, let's, inshallah, azzawajal, recite some durood and salutations and increase our meter of thawab, inshallah, collectively.
Salli ala nabiyyina, salli ala muhammadin, salli ala شفيعنا صل على محمد صل على شفيعنا صل على محمد वो जो न थे तो कुछ न था वो जो न हो तो कुछ न हो वो जो न थे तो कुछ न था वो जो न हो तो कुछ न हो जान है वो जहान की जान है तो जहान है सल्ले अला नबीना सल्ले अला मुहम्मदिन सल्ले अला شفيعنا صل على محمد shower upon us blessings like rain we want to die in your domain shower upon us blessings like rain We want to die in your domain. Ya Mustafa, please call us again. Oh Mustafa, please call us again. If not today, then maybe one day. Padhiye salli ala نبی نا صلی علی محمد صلی علی شفیعنا صلی علی محمد.
Subhanallah. Dear viewers of Madani channel, these are the praises of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And now the poet says, with regards to the Ahmad and the arrival of Mustafa, Jaan-e Rahmat sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says,
Ahmad-e Mustafa huvi roshan zamana ho gaya. آمد مصطفیٰ ہوئی روشن زمانہ ہو گیا جن کے حضور ہو گئے ان کا زمانہ ہو گیا صلی علی نبینا صلی علی محمد صلی علی شفیعنا صلی علی محمد.
Alhamdulillah. Dear viewers of Madani channel, after reciting durood and sending salams upon the most exalted creation of Allah Azza wa Jal, we are going to be listening to a Naati Rasool sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Bada pyara kalam hai, ise sunte inshallah. And when we do return back, remember it's a Q&A. So all those questions that were asked, many of them that were asked during the Madani Muzakira, is what we will be discussing this morning. And they are so interesting, diverse questions related to different subjects, inshallah. We are going to be checking up the answers to those questions. It might be your question as well. So please stay tuned and locked and linked to us from now till the end of today's episode. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
مجھے دنیا کے غموں نے روکا آہ قسمت مجھے دنیا کے غموں نے روکا ہائے تقدیر کے طیبہ مجھے جانے نہ دیا اتنا بھی تو میرے رفقا نے نہ دیا ساتھ اتنا بھی تو میرے رفقا نے نہ دیا Yeah. جانے نہ دیا, تپش دل کو بڑھایا ہے بجھانے نہ دیا,
viewers of Madani channel, alhamdulillah. It is the reality and haqiqat, which is the truth, that there is no one like the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. There was no one like him, and there is no one like him that will ever come on this earth, dear viewers of Madani Channel. The best person that ever walked this earth is our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. To say the Habib of Allah Azza wa Jal, the most beloved of the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So dear viewers of Madani Channel, Alhamdulillah, Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Azimul Barkat Parwana Aisha Ma'i Risalat Imam Ahmad Rida Khan Rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi had closed this chapter when he had penned this beautiful Nati Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he writes and he says, Zameen o Zama, tumhare liye, makin o maka, tumhare liye, chunin o chuna, tumhare liye, bane do jahan, tumhare liye, dahan mein zaba, tumhare liye, badan mein hai jaan, tumhare liye, hum aaye yahan tumhare liye, aur uthe bhi wahan to tumhare liye. Subhanallah, everything is for the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to the extent that even this universe is in existence due to the existence of the holy Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If it was not for his existence, that nothing in this world would have ever existed. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, Allah Azza wa Jalla would have not created anything. So this is reality. It is the summary of the hadith of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that if Allah Azza wa Jalla did not intend to create me, then he would have created nothing in this world. So he is Jane Alam. He is the spirit and the ruh of this kainat, of this world, of this dunya, of this universe, dear viewers of Madani Channel, Alhamdulillah. So let's learn this deen of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Let's get closer to him. Let's follow his sunnats. Let's love him. Let's make sincere tawbah. And let's seek repentance in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal for all the sins that we have committed. Let's try and strive to become better Muslims, dear viewers of Madani Channel. Therefore, we have designed this program called The Early Echo, Alhamdulillah. So we are about to go to the first question for this morning, which is related to Salah. It is related to Namaz, right? And since Namaz is fard upon every Muslim male and female, every sane Muslim male and female, so it is important to learn the masail pertaining to Salah. Before I go any further with regards to the question, I would once again love to elaborate and explain to the viewers out there that remember, there is a book on the website of Da'wah Islami known as Laws of Salah. Get your hands on this book, get it downloaded, read through it, study it, teach it to your family and children to protect your ibadat, to perform your salah in a better way. It's important that you learn this book, that you go through it, inshallah azza wa jal. So let's go for the first question, to the first question for this morning, inshallah azza wa jal. If someone forgetfully offers salah in impure clothes, will his salah be valid or not, was the question from a questioner that asked Amiri Ahle Sunnat Hazrat Allama Maulana Abu Bilal Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri Radhavi Damat Barakatuhum Al Aliya. And the answer that he had given is, if someone forgetfully offers salah in the clothes solid with impurity in so much of quantity that the salah becomes invalid. So there's so much of the amount of impurity which is on your clothes equals to the quantity that makes your salah invalid. And later on he becomes aware that his clothes are impure, then he will have to offer that salah again. He has to offer the salah again. If he becomes aware of it after the salah time has passed, if he had only realized that his clothes are impure to that quantity which makes his salah invalid, so he only got to know about this after the actual time of that salah that has elapsed, it has passed, then he will have to make qadha. He has to offer that salah with the intention of qadha. Allahu Akbar. Cleanliness is half your iman and your faith. A Muslim always stays tidy and clean. So, ab jaate sun rahe hain, is message ko aam se aam karein, isse aap phailayein. Convey this message via the social media that we as Muslims are pure and we should always be in the state of purity at all times. Inshallah Azza wa Jal. So the answer is, if you did find out about your clothes being impure to the quantity which invalidates your salah, then remember, you will have to offer that salah again. The intention of qadha, providing that the time had elapsed, and if there is still time, then you should repeat your salah. The next question, subhanallah. It is said that the old have powerful tongues. Is it correct? Zayif logo ke paas bahut sharp zaban hai, bahut sharp zaban hai. They have a very sharp tongue. Who are we talking about? The old people. Is this correct? What a question. Allahu Akbar. The answer to this is, in old age, the body of a person weakens. Allahu Akbar. He becomes slow, but the tongues of some old people become powerful and fearless. So, budhape mein kya hota hai, that the body becomes old, they become weak, less energy. But though this happens to the rest of the body, in old age, many a times we notice, yes, the tongue remains fearless. Allahu Akbar. So, a young man feels a little fear while arguing with anyone, thinking that he may be beaten if he says something improper. It is natural when you argue and you talk to elderly people, then koi bura na mane, hum koi mare na. Is wajah se they would not talk improper stuff. But the old say, whatever comes into their minds without any fear, whether it is proper or improper, because they are old and because old people think, is umar mein kaun mujhe samjhane jayega, kaun mujhe batane jayega, people will respect me either way because of my age. And such people take advantage of their age and they say whatever they want to say. They can be vulgar when they desire to, they could be very dominating when they want to, or at all times, the staff, the colleagues, the employees, the family members, wife, children, grandchildren, everyone fears from them simply because of their sharp tongue. The head cannot work the same, the body and legs can't work the same, the hands can't eat the same, he can't sleep as he used to sleep before, he can't walk as before, he can't be active or she can't be active as before. But what's always active is the tongue, and they don't take care of the tongue. So this tongue then hurts the feelings of others, it swears others, it shouts others, it snaps at any time. This is very, very unhealthy. So this is not how old people should behave. So the questioner who asked that, it is said that the old people have powerful tongues. It is correct. So from one way what we see here, it is correct, because old people do have sharp tongues at times. Not every person, there are people who are quiet as well. Usually at that age, when you, you know, remember death most often, when you think of, you know, what are your achievements, 30, 40, 50, 70 years of your life, and then you want to be in a better position, you want to be closer to Allah Azza wa Jalla. You never worshipped Him as you should have worshipped Him in your youth, but in the old age, usually a person becomes more closer to Allah Azza wa Jalla simply because of being more closer to death. So the question, or rather, I would say that intelligence is in this, that you do those actions of worship in your youth whilst you have power and ability. Why would a person then want to turn towards Allah when he's retired and he cannot please Allah as much as he could have done in his young age, in his youth? But unfortunately, the time of salah comes and goes. The month of Ramadan comes and goes. The time to pay zakat, Allah gives you money and takes it away. The ability to go for hajj, the means to go for hajj, will be with you one day and will not be with you one day. How many opportunities we had and came and went. But we are on the same spot. We haven't taken any measures and any steps towards our Creator. This is very, very unhealthy, dear viewers of Madani Channel. So control the tongue, plan your akhirah very well, plan the comfort of your qabr as well. Speak to Allah Azza wa Jalla, make dua often, make dua for your offspring, and those who are young, make dua for those who are old as well. In your family, make dua for your old parents. Have sabr with them if they have sharp tongues. If they say things that they just want to say because of their age, respect it. Just be obedient towards them. Have sabr and patience. Make dua to Allah Azza wa Jalla. Perhaps this perseverance and tolerance of yours will pay out to you as you become a father and a grandfather one day. May Allah Azza wa Jalla bless you. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The questioner had asked, is it allowed to make to break a miswak from the tree that is from the haram? The answer is, this is not allowed. It is stated in the book Bahari Shariat, it is not permissible to make a miswak from pilu or from any tree of the haram. Is it allowed to recite Salat ala Nabi at the time of cutting fruits and vegetables? Can a person recite durood? Allahu Akbar. The answer is yes, this is allowed. Start cutting after you have recited Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, and then continue to recite Salat ala Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So before you cut the fruit, recite Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Sabzi ho, phal ho, koi bhi cheez ho, Allah ke naam se shuru karein. Allah Azza wa Jalla ke mubarak asma se shuru karein. There is a book available on the website of Da'awat Islami known as The Blessings of Bismillah. A beautiful, informative book on the website. Get your hands on this book as well. You could download it or you could buy it from the bookshop of Dawud Islami. You would learn the blessings of Bismillah, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, Allahu Akbar. Form the habit to recite this before every permissible act. Sone se qabl, utne ke baad, after you wake up, before you eat anything, before you remove your clothes, before you put them back on, before you enter your house, after you enter your house, before you enter your shop, Allahu Akbar, before you put something down, before you lift something up, before eating, drinking, walking, talking, in short, before every permissible act, you are allowed to recite Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim to attain blessings in that action that you are carrying out. Of course, it has to be something which is permissible. Another mas'ala we would like to elaborate on as we are at this point for people that recite Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Alhamdulillah, ye bahut achhi baat hai. We have one more question for now. Let's listen to this question that had been asked. Allahu Akbar. I think there is a rumor in some countries of the world, and many people might not know, but yes, some people do believe that you are not allowed to wash clothes on a Friday. Have you ever heard about something like that before? By washing clothes on a Friday, apparently people believe that this will cause poverty, the blessings which you're supposed to receive on a Friday will be lost altogether. Though this day is the most supreme day of the week, the sun had never risen upon any other day which is more supreme and superior than this day of the Friday, because it was this day in which Adam alayhi salatu wasalam was created. It was this day in which he passed away. It was this day in which his du'as were accepted. Allahu Akbar. It is the Friday in which the day of Qiyamah will occur. It is this day that the dua of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam was also accepted. So yes, this day is a Mubarak and a blessed day, but it does not mean that one should not wash his clothes. The answer is simple. Amir Usman says, no, I have read many causes of severe poverty. As far as I can remember, I have never read that washing clothes on Friday causes severe poverty at home. In order to know more about the causes of severe poverty, read the booklet Tang Dasti Ke Asbab or Unka Hal. So, Causes of Deprivation is also a book in English. The 44 causes of deprivation and sustenance, you know, you can have this booklet also on the website of Da'awat Islami. Read it, because you will find so many important informative masail and information there that will definitely benefit you, dear viewers of Madani Channel. Alhamdulillah. So this is being superstitious. There is no such thing as that. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There are many other questions that I would like to ask, but time is short. However, a very short question before we were supposed to take in some Madani pearls, but we would cancel that right now, for time is very limited and we rather do one or two questions before we come to the end of today's episode and program. And we hope that you are learning more and more, and you are going to convey this to others for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A questioner had asked, how is it to say that Allah is the owner and creator of the arsh? The answer is yes, you can say he is the owner and the creator of the arsh. However, you should not say that he is above or below. He is free from space, from time, from home, from house, from body, from parts. Bas Allah hai. This is the iman and the faith we should have, dear viewers of Madani Channel. Some people swear by their parents, siblings, etc., and ask others to swear such oaths as well. are they valid oaths? Oath refers to qasam. So people who say meri maa ki qasam, meri walid sahab ki qasam, unke sar ki qasam, meri bachcho ki qasam, is tarah ke qasme khana kaisa hai? How is it to take such types of oath and qasam? The answer is the oath sworn to anyone other than Allah. Other than Allah. Meaning you took qasam on your parents, qasam on your business, oath on your life, on your children's life, etc. So on and so forth, siblings, sisters, brothers. So for example, somebody says, I swear by my parents, I swear by my siblings, I swear on your head, I swear on your life or on my life, I'm in a state of wudu. So these are not valid oaths. If anyone swears an oath with any of the names and attributes of Allah Azza wa Jal, for example, I swear by the Most Merciful, I swear by Rahman, I swear by Rahim, I take an oath on the one who is Sattar, for example, right? So then only it will be valid. Allahu Akbar. So there is a book called Qasam Ke Bare Mein Madani Phool. There is a booklet of Dawud Islami which is also on the website with regards to oaths. What type of oath are we allowed to take? What is the recompensation for? You know, what is the kafara? How do you overcome a qasam that you have taken and you have broken it? So it's important that we do this, because every single day, perhaps when did we ever pay the recompensation for breaking a qasam? If you are 30 years old or 40 years old, ask yourself this question: how many oaths have you broken in your life, and did you pay a expiation for this qasam and for the oath that we have broken? So it's important that we even learn this book. However, dear viewers of Madani Channel, alhamdulillah, we discussed this Q&A session to simply educate ourselves, to learn more about the deen. And I hope even now that you will convey this message to others only for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. Excessively and abundantly recite durood upon the most exalted creation of Allah Azza wa Jal. May Allah bless you in this world as well as the hereafter. I sign off reminding you that I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.